It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing Way.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship. It's the Worship and Wellness Broadcast by Torso Ministry. We're glad that you're with us this morning. It is Sunday, the first day of the week, on the 24th of the month. So God is good. May God bless you and keep you and cause His face to shine upon you and give you peace. At this time, my wife, Undreamed Out, will take us to the throne of grace.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together once again to be able to open up your word. We thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night, and now we pray that your spirit would teach us the things we need to know as you anoint the words of our pastor and fill him with your spirit. And please, Lord, help us to be able to draw close to you, gaining wisdom and grace. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about
God is good. Our topic today for worship is God cannot lie. God cannot lie, my brothers and sisters. Now, there may be other scriptures than the ones that I will give you, but I'm going to give you two that I know of that tell us God cannot lie, and then we'll talk about how that impacts our lives today. So without any further ado, let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you very much for this beautiful day. We thank you for blessing us. We say beautiful because we have the presence of the Holy Spirit. I haven't checked the weather. Just got up at least out of the bed not too long ago. But Lord, we're thankful for your mercies and grace, and we ask that you bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. My brothers and sisters, let's actually talk about why it's important that God cannot lie. We have been born into this world, this wicked world, that is getting more wicked every day. A man doesn't know if he's a man. A woman doesn't know if she's a woman. We have legalized insurrection and even attributed constitutional backing for the insurrection. We do the same for abortion, same-sex marriage. We use the Constitution of the United States, which guarantees freedoms given by God to the people. That's why God blessed America. America's only a little over 200 years old. How in the world is it the major superpower? It's because it gave civil and religious freedom in its constitution. Now, it had hypocrisy. It had slavery for a while. And there's still, as we can see in our politics today, lots of racism. But you see, the Constitution transcends people's emotions and feelings. And that's why it's important to have a constitution. And when they did that, you see, although they denied it for a while, then when civil rights came, of course, they had to give rights to people. What happens is when you have a constitution, even the people that don't want to have to abide by it when they're called to question, when they're exposed, you see. So it doesn't change your morality, but it can keep you from getting lynched. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't change your morality, but in your heart, but it can keep you from abusing people because you know there's great penalties. Even if you abuse people who are homosexuals, there is no right to do that, brothers and sisters. Somebody might not be the same religion, might not be the same color. You cannot, under the law, under the Constitution, in the United States, hurt them, abuse them, assault them, okay? And you would be violating their rights. And so justice often keeps people doing the right thing, even if their heart isn't right. That's why we have to have law. A person might be rushing, but the red light forced that person to stop. Those who don't have paid a heavy price, and some are in jail for vehicular homicide. So the law is necessary. Red lights, stop lights, speed limits, all of those things are necessary. That's why God's law is important. So God gave us his wonderful law. He created mankind, and he has promised us that though we have sinned and violated his law, that he has promised us that he has sent his son. At one point, he promised to send his son. He has promised that the death of his son can qualify to erase the record of our sins, and also the death and life and resurrection of Christ is enough if we will cooperate with him to give us victory in our lives so that we can be found worthy, if I can use the term, through the blood of Christ, to be saved at last. These are some powerful promises, promises that say the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. We're talking about being in this wicked world. That's why I brought up the wicked world before. We're promised that he will never leave us or forsake us. We're promised that though Psalm 91, if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we'll abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We're promised things like 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Brothers and sisters, there's promises, thousands of promises in the Bible, my friends. And, you know, we have to understand that God doesn't lie. Because if he lies, then we can't count on him to keep any of his promises. Now, let me share something with you before we get on the wrong track. God's promises are not presumption. It's based on true faith. So God does not promise to bless mess. So when we are involved in mess and we read a promise of blessing, but we are doing a lot of things that hinder God's blessing, you can't get mad at God. Well, you can, but it's not going to work. You can get mad at God all you want when you're not keeping your end of the bargain. So God doesn't promise to heal if we eat anything we want to eat. God does not promise that. And so, my brothers and sisters, we need to recognize and understand that we serve a wonderful, loving God that is for us, okay? And we need to recognize that. So we have to have a God who can't lie, or we don't have anything to stand on. We don't have any promises. You know, we have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back, because we believe what he said he did in the Bible. And if he did that, and he did that for me, I'll serve him. But what if he lied and said he did it and he didn't really do it? You see what I'm saying? So it's important for us to know that God cannot lie. Oh, my brothers and sisters, if you really knew who God was, you wouldn't be a Muslim. You wouldn't be a Buddhist. You wouldn't be a Hindu. You wouldn't be a fake Christian if you really, really knew that God really kept his promises and you understood what they were. You see, a lot of people, the Bible says we err for two reasons. I think is it Matthew 22:29, it says men do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. We don't know what he said, and then we don't believe the power behind what he said. That's the only two reasons why we mess up, brothers and sisters. So knowing his word, that would be suggesting knowing what he said. Therefore, we need to know what he said so we can know he doesn't, once we know he doesn't lie. And then once we know what he said, we've got to know he doesn't lie, because then we would know that he kept the promise to do what he said. So I hope you all understand how important this is. I'm starting in the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, and it says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent, meaning he doesn't go back on his word. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Brothers and sisters, God will not go back on his word. He promises. So a person might be in jail, and they might say, well, why, God says he would never leave us or forsake us. He didn't. Why are you in jail? Maybe it's because of something you did, or if it's not, he has a work for you to do. Joseph went to jail, and he ministered in the jail. There are people in the jail, and sometimes God has some of his people go to jail, even if they didn't do anything wrong, to do prison ministry from the inside. And it wasn't, it had to be in prison that God allowed Joseph to reach Pharaoh. If it wasn't for prison, Joseph would have never reached Pharaoh and saved Egypt. You see, so when you give your heart to God, you're just in for the ride. It might take you to the mountaintop. It might take you to the ditch, but or to the valley. Let's call it the valley, you know, in contrast to the mountaintop. But you go because God is leading. Friends, and some of us have been through some things, amen? We've been through some very difficult things. Maybe you haven't, but I have. And I'm here to tell you God was with me all the way. Didn't always feel him, but you don't go on feeling because you trust what he said. It's important to know that God is not a man that he should lie. I think you should all memorize Numbers 23:19. That's your assignment today. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he not spoken, and shall he not, hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? So my brothers and sisters, God is good. If we understand that he said it, we should believe it. That's the first scripture. That's in the Old Testament. Then I take you to Titus chapter 1, verse 2 for the New Testament. It said, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Isn't that nice? In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Now, that's very interesting. It takes us into another subject. He promised eternal life before this world was even started. You see, that's the that agrees with the scripture that says that Jesus was slain from the foundation of the world. The plan to save you was made even before God made you. I'm talking about even humanity. The devil got mad because he couldn't be a part of the plan. He didn't even know what it was. It was about saving man in case he rebelled. And he wouldn't. And sure enough, he rebelled. And so, brothers and sisters, God has kept his word, and he will keep his word. Be faithful. Don't give in. Don't be, what does the Bible say in Galatians 6:9? Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You see, so we said, God lied because I haven't reaped. It's not, he didn't tell you what season it was. He just said when it's due, okay? So, brothers and sisters, this is beautiful. These two scriptures, Numbers 23:19, Titus 1:2, I think you should commit it to memory. I sure am. Let me give it a try. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Numbers 23:19, Titus 1:2. I have to take a peek at it. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. I'll say that one again. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Friends, we serve a God who cannot lie. So all you have to do is know his promises and then believe those promises. You are guaranteed success in this life. Amen. God cannot lie. Trust him. Amen. Father in heaven, bless us as we move forward to wellness now. We thank you, Lord, for your greatness and ask for your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to be talking about conquering Candida, or Candida, as it is properly said. Conquering Candida when we come back after a break. The next thing you will hear will be the torso song. And enjoy your break.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Enslaved, are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. You're a up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
Amen. In the world of holistic biblical wellness, that's the what we call the name, the proper name for the health message of the Bible, holistic biblical wellness. In that realm, friends, we understand that disease is caused by toxins and imbalances, and that when we attack or when we go on the mission to cure with the help of God, cooperating with God, we try to assist nature in that effort to get rid of those toxins and bring the body back into the right condition. And so because of that, we're always keeping our eye out on what the toxin could be. And one of the toxins that many people miss, brothers and sisters, is a fungus that is an overgrowth. So this is important to understand this principle, because if you don't understand this principle, you know, you won't understand some other things that we understand. But you can have a substance in your body that's not toxic unless it's in excess. You can have a waste even in your body that is not a toxic waste, but it needs to be moved out to make room for other substances that are in your body that need to go in your body, okay, for different reasons. And so you have a natural amount of a candida. It's a fungal growth. It's natural. It's in the body. It doesn't do any harm. But when it overgrows, because the body has natural good bacteria that keep it in check, but when that good bacteria is messed up because of our bad habits of eating and drinking, no rest, so the immune system is wiped out, you know, lots and lots of sugar and other things that we sometimes consume, the candida, which is a fungus, tends to overgrow. Some people refer to it as like a yeast. So ladies, when you get a yeast infection, that is often a sign that you have an overgrowth of candida. You're infected with candida too much. And so that's not the only problem. It can cause chronic fatigue. It can cause fibromyalgia. It can cause autoimmune diseases. It leads to a leaky gut, which leads to various types of conditions that can be very serious, some of which can kill you. It is connected to cancer. Often there's a fungal core involved, and so you want to get rid of candida. In the comments, I put the link to our candida parasite herbal extract, okay? The candida parasite herbal extract. You can take the candida parasite herbal extract to, and it has some wonderful herbs in it that help to build your immune system to kill fungus, black walnut, partiaco, echinacea, garlic, olive leaf, peppermint, cloves, wormwood, all in a kosher vegetable glycerin and pure water base. Okay, so you want to get that, friends, and even if just for maintenance, or if you're not sure, got strange symptoms coming in and you're just not sure, it would be good to take some of this. Also, I recommend, we recommend that you take diatomaceous earth every day. Diatomaceous earth every day. We do have that also on the website there. And let me at least, you can just go to the Torso website, torso.org, T-O-R-S-O-E. But diatomaceous is spelled, I'm just typing diatomaceous earth. You can get that from the Torso website as well. There's other places to get it too. But diatomaceous earth. We recommend that you get some diatomaceous earth along with that. And then take the diatomaceous earth, 1 teaspoon once a day. After a few days, take it twice a day. And just work your way up to where you might be taking a tablespoon. If you know you have candida, just don't do it all at one time, because you don't want to kill it too fast and have all that die off in you and cause some major symptoms, okay? There's this thing called a Herxheimer's reaction, where it's just too many toxins at one time and it can make you sick. So you want to do it gradually, but it helps to move it out of the body, kill it and move it out of the body. So between the candida herbal extract and the diatomaceous earth, you're in good hands. And stop eating all the sugar. If you have a known candida issue, you can actually do vegetable meals, even give up fruit for about a month and give your body a chance to, and starchy foods, don't eat bread, you know, for about a month, give your body a chance to kill it and regain the ascendancy in the battle. And you should be able to go back to the healthy food. You know, you probably should never be eating sugar. So, friends, you know, if you have fainting spells, if you weak all the time, don't have energy, you know, you might have a case of Candida and you might need some help, okay? So check out the Candida Parasite Herbal Extract, but let's follow the live-free lifestyle. That's the most important. Love God, include temperance, vital water, eat healthy, fresh air, rest, exercise, and enjoy sunlight. So I hope this was a blessing to you. Let's make sure we don't have any Candida in our system. Now, if you want to know how to know that you have a problem, first thing in the morning, take a glass of water, keep it by your bedside. And as soon as you wake up, you might turn on the light, make sure no little bug, or you can keep it covered with something, you know, but spit in that glass of water. So I guess it doesn't matter if it's a bug in there, but because you're just going to spit in it. Spit in that glass of water. If that sputum floats for about roughly 30 minutes, you're good. If it starts sinking, you saw these little blobs going down, ugly-looking blobs, look like you're in a cave with stalagmites or stalactites or whatever those things that come down, you know, those mineral deposits that look like they're coming down like an icicle. If you just see these things, stringy things right away coming down, you probably have a pretty bad case of Candida. It should float for approximately 30 minutes, okay? And the reason is if you have an overgrowth of Candida, it has these spores that will kind of just, they're heavier than your sputum, so they kind of just drill through the life raft of sputum, and so they pull things downward, and that's a sign. So first thing in the morning, a glass of water, spit in it, and give yourself a sputum sample. That might be a better way to say it, and watch it for about 30 minutes, and you can tell if you have a real bad case of Candida or not. If you just immediately start sinking and floating and looking yucky and gooey and all that kind of stuff, okay? That's our talk on Candida today. I hope you've been blessed. We look forward to our class today for those of you who are signed up. And for those of you who are not, we have not left you behind. Trust me, there's things in the works that we are planning and praying about and asking, seeking God for. And there's even other classes. And you're never too old to take a class, friends. When you have this knowledge, you can share it with other people on the phone even. So if you want to take this class and you're one of our seniors, you just let me know because there is a way. The class is online, so you don't even have to be present somewhere at a certain time. There are some who chose to be, and we're accommodating that, sponsoring that virtual class every Sunday until close to Thanksgiving. But the content is and will be online for those who have a computer. And if you can get online and you can read, and the text is very large, so it's not small text, hard to read text. So for my mothers in Israel that want to stay sharp, you might want to consider this course. You say, well, why would I need a certification? Well, you're never too old to learn. And guess what? I'd rather have a certification from one of God's schools, my brothers and sisters, than the certifications and the degrees from the world. So it'll keep your mind engaged. We want to keep you around. We want to keep you involved. And that sense of purpose and achievement, it does a lot. You know, the ones that we have on our call, brothers and sisters, we praise God for you. There are people much younger, 50s and 60s, getting dementia. We don't have that problem here. We thank God for that. But we want to keep your mind sharp. So if you, as any of our seniors, want to take this class, just let me know. We'll do something special for you, okay? So that being said, want to see the rest of you, those of you who are, you know, in the class. We'll see you all at 9:45. Class starts at 10. May God richly bless you. We're going to open the phone lines now. And if there is any comment or question, please press *6 at this time, and we'll do a roll call. And we have Sister Glorious saying good morning to us out of Virginia. We have South Carolina represented. We have Brother Peyton saying good morning in North Carolina. And that's all on roll call today. Some people must have stayed up too late on Saturday night. All right. Sunday morning comes quite early, doesn't it? All right. Anyone want to share anything? Press star 6. We'd love to hear from you. And if not, we will close out early and move forward. What is your pleasure, brothers and sisters? All right, we're going to go ahead and have our closing prayer. I'll turn it over to my wonderful wife, Undreamed Of, to close us out at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. And now we ask that as we continue throughout this day, Lord, that you will meet us in our time of need and our time of direction through your Spirit. Guide us, Lord, and help us. And we pray that you would bless every heart in a special way. And as we do work unto you, may we remember to always ask you for assistance and instruction and direction so that we're doing things in the perfect will of our Heavenly Father. And we ask that you will bless us throughout this day and keep us, Lord. For this we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Amen. Our theme, opening and closing songs have been by the Master's Chorale. I will trust in the Lord at this time.
I will trust in